第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Pass me the orange juice, please.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. The kids are making such a noise.
I like peace and quiet while dining. They should play their pop songs elsewhere.
Who is that knocking at the window? Did we lock Allie out again?
No, our kid has slept soundly. It was one of those wild turkeys in the neighborhood. They like to hit our door and windows with their heads. They're worse than the cat. It's so cold here. Let's go to the beach for the holiday.I found cheap tickets to the south of France in December.
I was thinking about a ski trip, but we can save that for February. Can you believe it? Just a few weeks ago, we were wearing shorts, and now we are wrapped up against winter winds?
The weather changes so fast in this city.In summer it's hot, and now we have this freezing weather, but spring will soon come around.
I'd like 1 pound of beef, 2 pounds of ham, and 2 more pounds of chicken. How much will that cost?
That will be $25, sir. I'll have to cut the beef up. It should only take about 5 minutes.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟，听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I got my driver's license the day I turned 18, but my parents didn't let me drive till 3 years later.
My parents bought me a second-hand car when I got my driver's license.
You are lucky. I had to have all of my friends drive me around for years. They were all older than me by a few months and still had their licenses before I did. What month were you born in? I was born in September. My birthday is exactly 2 months after my sister's.
I was born on Christmas, actually.It gets a little annoying because we have to celebrate both, and I don't get my own day.
I got my driver's license the day I turned 18, but my parents didn't let me drive till 3 years later.
My parents bought me a second-hand car when I got my driver's license.
You are lucky. I had to have all of my friends drive me around for years. They were all older than me by a few months and still had their licenses before I did. What month were you born in? I was born in September.My birthday is exactly 2 months after my sister's.
I was born on Christmas, actually. It gets a little annoying because we have to celebrate both, and I don't get my own day.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
How was your camping trip last weekend, John?
Not great. The first night we stayed at one of those camping areas where you need to pay to get in. There were too many people there, though.
So what happened next?
The next day we decided to hike about 4 hours to a spot where there wasn't anybody around. That was a big mistake.
Why?
None of us brought anything to make a fire with. Then it started raining, and we realized even with our warm clothes, it was too cold to stay overnight.
So what did you do?
We hiked back to the original camping area in complete darkness. We left the next morning because everyone was too tired from the night before. What did you do?
I watched a movie at home by a nice wood fire. How was your camping trip last weekend, John?
Not great. The first night we stayed at one of those camping areas where you need to pay to get in. There were too many people there, though.
So what happened next?
The next day, we decided to hike about 4 hours to a spot where there wasn't anybody around. That was a big mistake.
Why?
None of us brought anything to make a fire with. Then it started raining, and we realized even with our warm clothes, it was too cold to stay overnight.
So what did you do?
We hiked back to the original camping area in complete darkness. We left the next morning because everyone was too tired from the night before. What did you do?
I watched a movie at home by a nice wood fire.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Roger is so intelligent. He thinks for himself. He's a hard worker. He has good ideas and he doesn't follow the crowd.
So why does he do so badly in his exams?
Because he suffers from anxiety. He lacks confidence. His brain is so active and he thinks too much. When it comes to exams, his intelligence actually works against him.
I wish we could help him. It seems so unfair that a person's future can be determined by how well they perform on one particular day.
It is unfair, but life is unfair. We must try to help him by showing him how to keep calm in stressful situations.
How do we do that? I can't say that I'm exactly an expert at dealing with stress, although I am better at it than I used to be.
I can help him. I always think that exercise is a great way for dealing with stress and anxiety. When you have exhausted yourself while doing exercise, you don't have the energy to be nervous.
That is so right. I always feel calm after working out in the gym.
Roger is so intelligent. He thinks for himself. He's a hard worker. He has good ideas and he doesn't follow the crowd.
So why does he do so badly in his
exams? Because he suffers from anxiety. He lacks confidence. His brain is so active and he thinks too much. When it comes to exams, his intelligence actually works against
him. I wish we could help him. It seems so unfair that a person's future can be determined by how well they perform on one particular day.
It is unfair, but life is unfair. We must try to help him by showing him how to keep calm in stressful situations.
How do we do that? I can't say that I'm exactly an expert at dealing with stress, although I am better at it than I used to be.
I can help him. I always think that exercise is a great way for dealing with stress and anxiety. When you have exhausted yourself while doing exercise, you don't have the energy to be nervous.
That is so right. I always feel calm after working out in the gym.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
How is the job hunt going?
I've applied to more than 20 jobs and had 3 interviews. I got 2 job offers, but I do not really like either of them.
Why not?
Neither of them gave me a good salary offer. I think I deserve more than that.
Have you researched what kind of salary your position should earn?
Yes, and I should be getting much more than what they are offering me.
Well, do you like the companies and the benefits they're offering you?
I do, especially one of them called the Creator. They got a lot of great reviews from their employees. And they are offering a great benefits package, which includes medical and dental insurance, and more holiday time than any other company.
That's great. Don't just decline the job offer. You know what? You can negotiate the salary offer they give you.
I'd been at the company we were at for so long, I forgot about the job process. I am a little worried about asking for more.
Listen, if they offered you a job, that means they want you. Especially in your field. Data analytics. You are needed in today's job market. Everyone needs people to figure out what to do with all the data being collected.
You have a point. I will give them a call right now.
How is the job hunt going?
I've applied to more than 20 jobs and had 3 interviews. I got 2 job offers, but I do not really like either of them.
Why not?
Neither of them gave me a good salary offer. I think I deserve more than that.
Have you researched what kind of salary your position should earn?
Yes, and I should be getting much more than what they are offering me.
Well, do you like the companies and the benefits they're offering you?
I do, especially one of them called the Creator. They got a lot of great reviews from their employees. And they are offering a great benefits package, which includes medical and dental insurance, and more holiday time than any other company.
That's great. Don't just decline the job offer. You know what? You can negotiate the salary offer they give you.
I'd been at the company we were at for so long, I forgot about the job process. I am a little worried about asking for more.
Listen, if they offered you a job, that means they want you. Especially in your field. Data analytics. You are needed in today's job market. Everyone needs people to figure out what to do with all the data being collected.
You have a point. I will give them a call right now.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for inviting me to speak at your school. Now, here is a big word for you. Volcanologist. That is my job. Volcanology is the study of volcanoes, and I spend much of my time traveling to volcanoes around the world. China can count itself lucky. It doesn't have many active volcanoes. The last one to erupt was in 1951. My job has taken me to many countries, from Italy to the US. I have just come back from Indonesia, one of the most active volcanic areas. So why is my job important? Because when we understand volcanoes, we can predict how they will behave and help protect the people who live near them from possible harm. When we think of volcanoes erupting, we think of rocks, but perhaps the biggest danger is from ash. There have been some very famous volcano eruptions. Krakatoa, in Indonesia, erupted in 1883, killing over 36,000 people. Santorini, in Greece, was ruined by an explosion about 3,600 years ago. But the most famous eruption was Vesuvius in Italy in 79 AD. Ash from the explosion buried the Roman towns of Pompeii and Herculaneum, preserving them so well that we can now visit them today. They are a treasure for historians, so you could say every volcanic cloud has a silver lining. Hello, everyone, and thank you for inviting me to speak at your school. Now, here is a big word for you. Volcanologist. That is my job. Volcanology is the study of volcanoes, and I spend much of my time traveling to volcanoes around the world. China can count itself lucky. It doesn't have many active volcanoes. The last one to erupt was in 1951. My job has taken me to many countries, from Italy to the US. I have just come back from Indonesia, one of the most active volcanic areas. So why is my job important? Because when we understand volcanoes, we can predict how they will behave and help protect the people who live near them from possible harm. When we think of volcanoes erupting, we think of rocks, but perhaps the biggest danger is from ash. There have been some very famous volcano eruptions. Krakatoa, in Indonesia, erupted in 1883, killing over 36,000 people. Santorini, in Greece, was ruined by an explosion about 3,600 years ago. But the most famous eruption was Vesuvius in Italy in 79 AD. Ash from the explosion buried the Roman towns of Pompeii and Herculaneum, preserving them so well that we can now visit them today. They are a treasure for historians, so you could say every volcanic cloud has a silver lining.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。